What's up? You're listening to Five Tip Friday.
Are you a game player? Like, do you like to play games? I personally do. I think it actually makes me a little bit more competitive and makes me more excited to accomplish some task, whether it's kick and butt at Monopoly or maybe playing Uno. I'm a big Uno fan. I don't know why. But regardless, whatever it is, it's always a little bit more fun when we can gamify whatever it is that we're trying to accomplish. And this is especially true for our financial life. So here are five tips to helping you gamify your financial life. Tip number one, set a no spend week. Now, a lot of times we do this because we're like legit broke and we're like, okay, the only way I can get through this next week is if I don't spend any money. And that happens too, but sometimes it's nice to just try a no spend week to train yourself that you don't need to rely on your cards. You can actually get through life very, very appropriately without having all of that extra card junkage and just feeling like you have to consume in order to survive. Not necessarily the case all the time. So set a no spend week challenge. Tip number two, try seeing how much money you can actually save in 1 week or in 90 days, whatever it is that works for you, whatever time frame is best. But do this through a sprint kind of challenge. So a long time ago, I did an episode on how to set better money goals. And it really utilizes this whole sprint concept where you focus really hard for maybe 2 weeks or 1 week. And that's all you do is just work on that one goal. So maybe it's, I want to get $1,000 in my savings account as quickly as I possibly can over the course of 2 weeks. And so everything's focused on that. But sprints are really great, and I highly encourage you to check into those. Tip number three, count the number of times that you swipe your card in a month. So look through your transactions and count the amount. If it's 30, then maybe your goal for the next month is to cut that down to 25. So there's lots of different little ways that you can do that, but that sometimes helps you as well as if you're actually finding a numerical thing that you can tether to and trying to better your life by reducing that amount. Tip number four, this one sounds a little bit complicated, so hear me out. It's actually really simple. Create a point system for your financial life. So here's what I mean. Maybe you have a 100 point system over the course of 1 year. And over the course of a year, maybe maxing out your retirement account is 10 points, or hitting your 6-month emergency fund is 10 points. Maybe creating a budget every month is 1 point per month. So you can start to break down all of the things that are important to you for your financial goals into a point system. And then at the end of the year, add up all of your points, see how you're doing. So it's a really quick way that you can kind of gamify it, make it a little bit more entertaining and fun, but also personalize it into something that works best for your financial life. That's one that I think I'm going to be doing a big blog post on, is how to gamify your financial life using the point system. But I hope that you check that one out. I think it could be really fun. And if you get a couple people in on it, it could be kind of a competitive game where, I don't know, maybe each of you put up $100 and see who wins. Whoever wins the point system over the course of a year maybe gets the cash pool. That could be kind of fun too. But figure out a way to make it a little bit more entertaining and more personal to your own life. The next tip is called don't break the chain. This is actually a concept I learned for writing. So a lot of times when you're writing, you try super, super hard to write every single day, but then you get a little bit overwhelmed or you forget or something happens. But if you have a calendar printed off and sitting on your desk, and then every single day that you write, you would check off the day. So you're starting to collect check marks. And eventually you get into it where you see all of the different check marks on your calendar and you feel pretty accomplished, so you just don't want to break the chain. It's the same thing is true for our financial life. If you can pick a little piece of that and use some inspiration to not break the chain with your financial life, that is a really, really killer way to go. So maybe every day you're trying to work on one area of your financial life, and it can be small. I didn't buy coffee. I brought my coffee to work instead. That's awesome. But just try to use that concept of not breaking the chain. In another episode, I'll talk about how to gamify via financial apps. There's a lot of really cool options out there. But I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. And I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.